This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne.
On the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington, thousands gathered at the Lincoln Memorial, capping a week of outrage over another police shooting of a black man. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
We're tired!
The speakers included families of victims, like Jacob Blake's father, who says America has two systems of justice.
The black system ain't doing so well.
George Floyd's brother says the nation demands change, and it's coming.
It's happening right now.
For Breonna Taylor's mom, though, change will come election day.
We have to stand together. We have to vote.
Decades after his dad led the original March on Washington, Martin Luther King III called on all Americans to do their part peacefully.
I ask you to pledge, as my father and John Lewis did, to get into good trouble.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump on Friday condemned protesters against his administration as thugs and predicted victory in November's presidential election. Speaking to a Make America Great Again rally in Manchester, New Hampshire, Trump said that many of those protesting don't care about black lives.
They're just looking for trouble. Has nothing to do with George Floyd, has nothing to do with anything. They don't even know who George Floyd is. Okay? They don't know who George Floyd is. They have no idea. If you ask them, who's George Floyd, they couldn't even tell you. These are just bad people, troublemakers.
The president attacked Democrats for not believing in law and order and expressed confidence he will beat his rival Joe Biden in the upcoming election. Trump's rally in New Hampshire on Friday evening came as he continues to flout coronavirus guidelines and launches an aggressive travel schedule headed into the fall campaign. You can find more on these stories and